The other day I took a walk in a graveyard. I didn't mind visiting this land of the dead, since I was relatively sure that I'd be leaving it pretty soon. But as I looked around at the tombstones, I was struck with the way that every one of them carried two numbers, the dates of birth and death. None of those people lying under my feet had any control over that first number, and perhaps only a handful had any control over the second number. And yet, between those two numbers, you see a line. And that line is where the decisions of life are made. I'm Landon Saunders. I'm wondering how we all go about filling up that empty space between the numbers on our tombstone. Now, I've talked to a lot of different people who try a lot of different ways to fill up the timeline and to give that dash on the tombstone meaning. Some try drugs, uppers, downers, narcotics, alcohol, searching for a higher awareness of life or for relief from the unbearable pain or boredom of ordinary consciousness. Or some just absent-mindedly munch on food or light up cigarettes to fill empty hours or dull a moment of panic. One attorney confessed that his way of masking the pain of emptiness was keeping very busy all the time. His wife called him a workaholic. He doesn't know that her way of filling the long, lonely hours is to see as much of his best friend as possible. For the last 2 years, this affair has provided the emotional support she feels she can't get from her husband. Well, do you know, I even know people who follow strict religious ritual to gain the feeling that they somehow are giving their empty lives meaning. And the trouble is, they find themselves going to church more, but enjoying it less. And finally, I know a young man who chose a kind of living death in place of a life he found unbearable. He fled into the hallucinations of insanity, rather than come to terms with the reality that he could never be loved or understood or accepted by his parents. And you know, there is one thing really that's worse than not being loved or understood or accepted by your parents. And that is not being able to accept the fact that you can't be understood. But let's look at the happiest people for a moment. The happiest people I know fill their time with satisfying work. There's warm, intimate relations in a family, the delight of a friend's company, or maybe some good food and leisure activity. And there's an awareness of the lovely sights and sounds and smells of everyday life. Sometimes people tell me of an experience that goes beyond the ordinary pleasures and satisfactions, though. They tell me of times filled with a sudden amazement at the mystery of life. It's happened to me too, and at those times I become utterly convinced of the reality of something beyond that last number on the tombstone. This is Heartbeat.